Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from Blog Talk Radio and YouTube and Zoom and our Facebookers. I think everybody is here. Hold on for just a second. We seem to be having a serious glitch with Blog Talk Radio right now. I'm not sure what was going on, but we were having serious issues there, and it looks like we lost Roger on Zoom. Oh, well, maybe he's going to YouTube, which he usually does. But anyways, good evening, everyone. So glad to have you with us on this wonderful July 3rd. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. We certainly are. We got lots and lots of rain yesterday and overnight, so that'll be really great. We won't have to worry about any fireworks catching anything on fire. Just lighten up the sky. So that's awesome. And then our sun came out, and it is out now. It's really beautiful. So I hope you guys are all having a good July 4th weekend. So tonight, what we're going to be doing is actually a few messages by David Barton again. The first one is a journey through the adventures of Christopher Columbus, which is really a fun one. And then he has another series of the heritage of America. So we're going to play a couple of those too for our pre-July 4th celebration. Now, we probably won't be on tomorrow night because I'm sure everybody will be out doing their fireworks. We'll still have morning prayer time, just not a program tomorrow night. So I'm going to quickly get us a hi, Sunday. It's so good to have you with us. I'll get us started with our pledges and our opening prayer, and then I'll get us started on our messages. And these are so informative, and you know, there's so much history that unless you are diligent to stay on top of it, or to go back and remember, you forget a lot of the things that, and a lot of things we didn't even know, you know, that he has such an in-depth study of our American history, the whole heritage and our Christian beginnings. So it's all really interesting. So here we go, pulling up our pledges. I'll share the screen so we can say them, all say them together, and then we'll get going. Here we go, our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And then the pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's pray these two verses over Jerusalem. We pray them over the United States of America and over every lost person that we know in our lives. Pray Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole heart. And Ephesians 1:17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen and amen. And now let's go to our first message with David Barton. And this is through the history of Christopher Columbus. This will be really interesting. And here we go. Amen. Wow. So that is the boldness we've been talking about that we all need to be standing up in. And you know, it really is interesting to realize that most of the people that are causing this destruction have no idea what the true background is in any of it. Most of them, or many of them, I can't say most, I guess, but many of them are just of a violent, destructive spirit that are willing to destroy based on hearsay or whatever, and without knowing any solid background. So it's good for us to know this background so we can stand up boldly knowing what we're fighting for and saving our nation. So here we go with the next message. And this is part of the first part of the Heritage series, again with David Barton. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Isn't this just amazing information? It's like you could just keep going on and on, and you really can. This series, I don't remember how many how many sessions there are in this series, but it really does go on a long time. Let me look real quick. But anybody that's interested in hearing, go ahead and look it up. It's David Barton, and it's his American Heritage series. And there's just a whole bunch of programs in there and so much information, really wonderful information. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm really grateful that he slowed down tonight. Did anybody notice he wasn't talking at warp speed tonight? So that was really good. So what I want to do next, we'll go ahead and close with communion.
Absolutely. I'm thinking in previous things that I've watched with that they had the videos how do you do a video so that it goes faster than what they were talking?
Oh,
they do that in Marco Polo sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why I know about it.
Yeah.
But that's what it sounded like to me previous when I watched.
Yeah.
He talks that fast.
He does. He really does.
I wondered if he was kind of talking that fast or if they were speeding up the video a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he really does talk that fast. He really does. He has a whole bunch to say in a little bit of time, and he's going to try to say as much as he can. It makes me laugh to John Bevere is another one that talks so fast you can hardly take notes with it even so.
Yeah.
So I was glad that he had slowed down tonight, maybe.
Yeah, it's
so interesting. So interesting. So what I want to do, I'm going to share the screen again, and let's pray our Patriot Prayer of Dedication to close this series for us for tonight. And then we'll go ahead and receive communion together. I think that's an appropriate way for us to end this. So here we go, our Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And we declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And now we'll go ahead and receive communion together. If there is anyone with us tonight or that sees this video in the future that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there is no better time to do it than now. He could be coming soon, and you want to go in this rapture, we all do, together. And this will change your life, even if Jesus is to tarry. This changes your life on earth. It gives you a beautiful life and a beautiful purpose, as well as changing your eternity. So if you have been contemplating this, if you have questions, please contact us. Our information will be in the notes in YouTube after the program, or you can go to samueljcottle.com is our It's the Community of Faith page. It's good to hear the British lady speak, because I wasn't sure that Blog Talk Radio actually got up and got going today. But anyways, please contact us. You can go to our webpage. Like I said, it's the Community of Faith page at samueljcottle.com, and our information is there. Pastor, just email him. He would be so happy to help bring any understanding, settle any questions you have about this. If you are have been contemplating and are ready tonight, what we are going to do is say the prayer of salvation that I'm pulling up right now, because I didn't do it earlier, but we will pray the prayer of salvation together with you. I'll put the words up on the screen so you can read them with us. And within a matter of 2 minutes, your entire life and eternity could be changed. So I'm sure this prayer is in here. I've used it so many times before. And I've said so many times that I am determined. We do have more than 10 seconds, by the way. There we go. She just likes to do this countdown thing, but it will continue to run. So don't feel rushed by any means. So what we're going to do, we'll pray the prayer of salvation together, and then we're going to read out of the Bible the verses that pertain to communion. We'll bless and sanctify our elements. If you don't have your elements together yet, grab your grape juice and your bread or cracker. If you don't have those on you, you can use something else. We'll bless and sanctify them. But in general, it's good to replicate what Jesus did as close as we can with the disciples, to keep that sacred and holy and special to him. So generally, you want to use grape juice and bread or crackers. So here we go. I'm going to share the screen right now. We'll pray the prayer of salvation. Pray this from the depths of your heart. This changes your life from here on out and into eternity. So mean this as you pray it. Even if you've prayed this 1,000 times before, it's good to pray it again. It's refreshing to our spirits and our souls to do it. It's just a blessing to pray. So here we go. Our prayer of salvation. Let's pray this together. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Please get a hold of us and let us know you've made this decision. Help us, or let us help you know how to walk out this new Christian life and what to expect. And we'll be so glad to help you and welcome you into our family. And we're here every night doing Bible study to help you know and learn, or learn and know the Bible and to know God more. So please get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. So right now, what we're going to do is read the verses out of the Bible. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to start on verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And that means to realize we are sinners and we need a Savior, and that's our Jesus. That's what it means to judge yourself. All right? And so now what we're going to do, lift your elements and let's pray together. Father, we thank you for these communion elements. And we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen again so we can say the communion prayers together. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Now lift up your cup and we'll say this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation. recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Well, there is our program for tonight. Sister Phyllis, do you want to read our closing verses or benediction verses for us?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Can I read Ephesians 4, chapter 3, verse 14 through 21.
Yep, you sure may. Please do.
Okay, thank you. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory to the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever.
Amen.
Honey, that's so true. That is so true. I could preach for hours about his abundant power to do exceedingly abundantly above all I would ever ask to think of.
Amen.
It's just wonderful.
And so much of it even, so much of it even before we know we need it. And then we get there and it's already there for us. It's amazing. It is.
Thank you.
So thank you all for joining us tonight. We are going to go and catch some early fireworks tonight. And then we'll hopefully see some tomorrow night too. But enjoy our celebration of our freedoms, the blessings that we have in this nation. We always say God bless America, but let's not forget to thank him for the abundant blessings he has already blessed us with in this nation. He's been so good to us, and we thank you, Father. So have a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow morning for morning prayer time, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We probably won't have a program tomorrow night because of the official 4th of July time then, but we'll be here in the morning to say our prayers over our nation. So have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless your sleep. and we'll see you tomorrow. And we say we love you and God loves
and
you.
God loves you.
And Jesus,
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a great evening.
Good night.
And good night. Everybody.